a weak Solidarity Brekkie Team listener when it was dominated by faith. For instance, to celebrate the non-commitments made in Glasgow just a week earlier, we must put our faith in the giant fossils like wood side with pollution to solve climate change, if there is such a thing, lead the transformation to zero emissions without cutting our emissions by announcing the biggest gas project in the country, which must be good for the environment because the Socialist Party fossil person Madeleine King hit the environment, said the Socialist Party agreed with the coalition government and would side with that launching the biggest natural gas project in the country was a major step towards zero emissions and the transformation away from fossils like gas. Which is probably true, seeing its proponents assured us that when we reach zero emissions, we will also be pouring as much coal and gas and methane into planet Earth as we are now. 2050 and beyond, they said, so there's relief for those of us who have lost sleep worrying about the impact of this climate change, if there is business, on the fortunes of the great fossil behemoths, and therefore on all of us. Because thankfully, zero emissions doesn't mean zero emissions. But it does mean we'll have to plant a tree or two in Bali or Sumatra or the odd Pacific island, as long as those places are still protruding from the briny. Perhaps that tree will be the last we see of them as they disappear. Which brings us to having faith in Big Supremo Scuttlebem Moore Lashson, a.k.a. Scummo, and the Minister for Train Killing and Being Offensive, Constable Peter Duffer, as they attempt to maintain the peace by telling us we have to invade evil, evil China. Like a chihuahua taking on a Rottweiler with only one possible result. And we have to defend Taiwan, and thus we send train killers and paramilitary... forces of law and order to take on the people of our Solomon Island neighbour who want their government to recognise Taiwan, as our train killers defend their government's recognition of evil, evil China, and Scuttlebem said we're not interfering in their political affairs, and all that requires a hell of a lot of faith in Scuttlebem and Constable Duffer. And Scuttlebem said we're in the train killers, but not interfering because we care for the members of our Pacific family. So drowning them is obviously a person of faith practice of tough love. And Constable Duffer attacked the Socialist Party and its shadow minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, who, despite being highly critical of evil, evil China, was sadly not being highly critical enough. Indeed, weak-kneed over Pete's chihuahua ambitions, that maybe we shouldn't talk war every time Pete opens his mouth. And then Scuttlebem introduced legislation to make it compulsory to love thy person of faith neighbour. Legislation arising from people of faith being a bit upset that people of non-faith challenge their right to attack evil sinners like those who don't believe marriage is limited to being between a man and a woman who can then produce dear little children created in the image of the dear baby Jesus. And Scuttlebem said the basis of people of faith is love and is love thy neighbour. So non-faith pagans must love people of faith and people of faith must love everybody. Unless that everybody is a same-sex person or a socialist or a communist or an evil, evil trade unionist or a no-proper-papers queue-jumping illegal boat person or maybe even a person of faith who doesn't conform to her or his version of faith. Well, there's lots of exceptions, and we must have legislation to protect the rights of people of faith to hate those people and express that hatred. Oh, but in a non-discriminatory way. Scuttlebem said, direct quote, "Religion and faith is about humility and vulnerability. It is about love. It is about speaking the truth in love. It recognizes the dignity and sanctity of every single human being." Oh, like no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, or evil trade unionists and lazy Aboriginal worker scummo. Sorry, it's very difficult to display the asterisk when you're speaking. The asterisk will appear in the written Hansard version. Not sure about the humility bit, but we reckon he must be feeling the vulnerability bit right now. And he is a living Christian person of faith, exemplar of the speaking the truth in love bit, which makes it so surprising that some people, and we're certainly not included in their number, listener, have the silly impression that our big supremo is a liar. Aren't they aware this man is a committed person of faith? The silly impression coming from poor Scummer having to correct critics who quote what he says, forced to explain he didn't say what he said. People are so unfair, ScoMo, like when you deny you said what you said, they produce a grab of you saying what you say you didn't say. And I most definitely didn't say what they persist in showing me saying. It's a Socialist Party plot to cover the fact that under a socialist government, true blue Aussies will not be able to afford to live, won't be able to put food on the table for their dear little children created in the image of the dear baby Jesus. And you said you were not a liar. I did not say that I'm not. Oh, no, not a liar. Oh, yes, yes, I said that, and that's not a word of a lie. You said you had to introduce the Persons of Faith Bill because you had promised it way back when Persons of Faith were having fits about sinful, sinful same-sex marriage. Yes, as a man of faith, I keep my promises. So now you will personally introduce the Federal Integrity Commission bill, which you promised about the turn of the century, give or take? This drew his love for True Blue Aussie and all things True Blue Aussie out of ScoMo. Kangaroo Court! Kangaroo Court! He screamed. Was that a yes or no? Yes, it was a no. I will not be part of a kangaroo court. Why do you say that? For God's sake, it could get us. But only if you do something wrong, something corrupt. For God's sake, it could get us. Some people might also have the silly impression that I don't have great regard for the Deputy Big Supremo's brain power, but, well, it's not so silly because I don't. But what else can I, we think, when Barnicle gives us so much classic ammunition, like after he appointed a mate of his this week to chair Infrastructure True Blue Aussie, former Tamworth Mayor Cole Murray, who describes himself as a Barnicle backer, the Socialist Party suggested there might have been the odd better qualified person for the job. Barnicle's stunningly incisive riposte to that criticism, direct quote, "What would you have said about Chifley? That his train wasn't big enough? What is it? What has happened to the Socialist Party?" No, no, listen, I've got absolutely no idea either what he was saying or even what he was trying to say. Well, we know what he was saying verbatim, but we've got no idea what it meant. He made Boris Johnson's oratorical disaster look coherent. Given the government's assertion that energy costs would soar as renewables grew, stunned that the True Blue Aussie Energy Market Commission reckons household energy bills will fall over the next 3 years as electricity costs plummet due to the rapid growth of renewables. And right on cue, our Minister for Fossils and Emissions Reduction, Angus Tailings, claimed all the credit. Household bills had decreased under the caring business class, Hayseed and Sheepshit parties government, and of course had increased under the previous socialist government. But Angus, you've told us renewables would increase prices, couldn't survive without government subsidies, unlike old King Coal, which struggles along without any subsidies, forced to exist and expand as part of the transition on just a few trillion in corporate welfare. And that corporate welfare, and you're right, it is not subsidies, ensures the lights stay on and the people's jobs are safe when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. This is the can-do capitalism, the True Blue Aussie way of reducing household bills, which only a coalition government can do. A can-do True Blue Aussie capitalist government. Exactly. There is concern that the holy people of faith season will be destroyed because the real reason for Christmas, the real meaning of Christmas, totally unrestrained, out of control consumerism, will be destroyed by evil, evil unions holding up those items on the waterfront we can't live without, and evil, greedy delivery drivers' refusal to deliver those that do make it onto terra firma. As the telly pointed out the other night, all these drivers were on strike. It said that. Delivery drivers on strike. As it explained, they'd been locked out by their caring employer. 100% the fault of the evil unions and lazy avaricious workers who must have deserved to be locked out. Well, they kept carrying on that their caring employer wasn't taking negotiations seriously and wanted to slash wages and conditions, as if a caring employer would treat workers like that. And then, because their caring employer had locked them out, the workers were on strike, compounding their irresponsibility, leaving us to ponder how badly evil unions and uncaring workers must have treated the caring employer fed hex on workers for the fed hex on to be forced to lock them out. So finally, as we stare at empty shelves, as we wave money we can't spend and so desperately want to hand over to the great retailers without whom there wouldn't be Christmas, we know who to blame, don't we? Good morning.